As outlined at a previous contribution in this House to the beginning stages, the starting stages of this bill, this is not the way we'd prefer to do business. Accelerated passage is not the most appropriate way for legislators to consider legislation that will have a direct impact on the lives of our citizens. It is right and proper that we go through the accountability and scrutiny mechanisms that are there, and on this occasion the process by the committee has been bypassed. That said, we recognise the importance of this particular piece of legislation. Whilst we do have some concerns, we recognise the importance of aligning us with the rest of the UK in terms of the legislation that's in place, and also recognise that this should have been done some time ago. That said, there's wider issues here in Northern Ireland, and potentially further issues down the line in terms of defective materials, products and design features. And we have allowed in this amendment some protection for those who may be affected. As the explanatory and financial memorandum associated with this bill explains, there's significant disparity between Northern Ireland and England and Wales in relation to the limitation periods for legal action where a building is shown to be defective. Hence, this bill was brought by the Minister today. The purpose of my amendment is to address a particular gap in the bill's provisions, and I want to emphasise at the outset, Mr Speaker, that the amendment is bill-friendly, and by this I mean it does not interfere with the purposes of the bill. It imposes no direct burden on the Department, as the new clause is an enabling one, which gives the Department permissive, not prescriptive powers. It places no financial burden on the Department, and it is designed within the spirit of the bill to extend its support a little wider. You will notice that my amendment does not alter a single word of the bill as laid. It is constructed as an additional clause, and this is my deliberate choice to ensure the bill's overarching intentions are unaltered. I'm sure everyone in this Assembly is aware of the horror stories that have emanated from places like Donegal and Mayo and other counties across the island of Ireland concerning the shocking effects of defective building materials, including mica, pyrite, rack, on domestic premises, and not just domestic premises. There's every sign that all infrastructure in various aspects has been affected as a result of these defective materials. Young families have been left devastated as their homes cracked from bottom to top and leaked water, making them very difficult to live in, and of course in some instances dangerous because they're literally falling down around them. And more mature couples whose life savings have been put into building their dream homes have disappeared overnight. In this instance, there's a huge concern, particularly along border constituencies, that the issues that we have seen play out in Donegal, Mr. Speaker, and other counties across Ireland will be affecting people here. And I get the sense that there's a reluctance for people to come forward because there's no mechanism to support them. There's no real advice available, actually. And there's a huge amount of fear as a result of what they've seen in Donegal. And just as an example, Mr. Speaker, that's a map of the border counties that are affected. There's 5,800 homes, 700 homes affected by these defective materials. So if you look at that map, you can clearly see the border, and it will show very clearly that there's a huge concern that these defective materials have undoubtedly appeared in homes across my constituency of West Tyrone, Fermanagh and South Tyrone, Derry and beyond. And at some stage, I believe in the not-too-distant future, people will start to come forward, as some already have. Some in my constituency, a young family that have been affected by this, their dreams have been shattered and their house left in a terrible state of disrepair. They don't know where to turn. They can't get advice or support. And they believe that the future looks quite bleak in terms of getting any of that support. Indeed, in my colleague's constituency of Derry, we've seen families speak out as well, And there is examples of this, we believe, right across the entirety of Northern Ireland and Ireland, north and south. This will have a huge impact on people's mental health and, I suppose, their concerns as well as to how this can be dealt with. Although this has happened due to defective building materials and, for a long time, no seemingly fit-for-purpose remedy to the unfolding disaster, as is stated in this Assembly on previous occasions, it is inconceivable that these defective building materials are only to be found on one side of the border. It is surely not a matter of if they will be found, but rather a matter of when and to what extent they will be found. And this amendment will enable this Assembly and the Department to be ready. I am seeking to extend the legal protections this bill provides to situations that previous experience would tell us are likely to emerge in our jurisdiction. I appreciate that the Minister intends to bring a more substantive bill before this Assembly in the future, and that provisions there may afford a remedy to the matters I am drawing your attention to today, Mr. Speaker. However, such a bill is some time off, particularly with the pace of how things move in this Assembly and with the uncertainty, which was very clear in the past, as to whether or not this place will function or not. I would suggest that when an issue is foreseeable and a remedy is at hand, why would we not put plans in place today? And that is the point of this amendment, is to put protections in place today so that it readies the hand of the Department to act. Therefore, I urge the Assembly to support the amendment and its genuine intention. I will.